Adam, Edge, whatever you want to throw the name out there, what it is it means Hall of Famer. So congratulations, my friend, for getting the ultimate award when it comes to sports entertainment. How does it feel, man, knowing that in a short time you are going to be, you know, amongst the elite? It's one thing being a world champion, but it's another thing, too, when you're a Hall of Famer.
I guess it's kind of the first of all, how you doing?
I'm actually pretty good, man. We're kind of dealing with Canadian Music Week this week, so I'm running around all over the place here in Toronto.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I figured I'd ask before I got rolling. You know, it's weird. Still a little surreal. I think it'll probably all sink in like that night. It's just, I guess more or less it's the period on the end of the end of this chapter kind of thing. You know, I guess that's how I'm looking at it, but it's definitely humbling, gratifying, and something that I totally did not expect. You know, I figured eventually, I won't lie, I figured, you know, eventually, yeah, it happened, but sorry about the dogs, but not this year. They get excited.
Well, you know, so many fans are excited also about you getting in. You know, here you are, Canadian boy who does good. I think the thing that people are looking at when it comes to you is you went after your dream, no matter what people thought, no matter what kind of obstacles that you went after or you had to deal with. You went after your dream, and you made it right to the ultimate top. When you think about that, the perseverance and the fact that you have so many people that look up to you saying, if he can do it, I can do it. I mean, how does that feel?
I guess I never really looked at it in the terms of, you know, people looking up to me or anything. I just always took it as kind of my single-minded focus and the fact that I was really, really stubborn. And you got to be. You have to, because you're going to get a lot of doors slammed in your face. So you have to be, you know, willing to kick them back open and say, no, sorry, I'm coming through this door. But I think that's probably, you know, anybody who kind of succeeds at what they wanted to do, probably some of the things they had to go through. I don't think it's probably just, you know, singled out to me kind of thing. But if people can take that mentality from, you know, reading my book or seeing the DVD or whatever, that I think that's great. It's a positive influence, I guess, because it's just I went for it and I didn't stop until I got it. So if that's one thing people can take from it, that's cool. And by the way, you're all over the DVD.
I know, which I think is fantastic. And let's talk a little bit about the DVD, too. You know, when they approached you with this, I mean, you must have been thrilled because, again, you know, you're getting to tell your story, your life, and we get to hear you talk about it, and we get to see it visually from all the things that you did growing up, right down, of course, the fantastic things that you did in the ring.
It was interesting because it's the first biography that WWE's done. So I was interested to see, okay, here it all is, put it together and to see how they do it. And it was interesting. You know, we followed me through the Edge Appreciation Day that I was cringing at all day. And then got, you know, my college buddies, the guys that I trained with initially at Sully's, all the way through, you know, my childhood friends, because Christian, thankfully, I have my childhood friend on there who's also, you know, a peer. It was pretty cool. And then I had friends like William Regal on there, and just people that I did want on there got on there and got to I got to hear things that I never heard from them. So it was kind of it was interesting. It was interesting to see, and I'm glad it was done. I'm glad it was done. You know, there's a couple of things you're always going to cringe at, but what are you going to do? That's part of life.
Well, part of life is the WrestleMania that, of course, you're not actually going to wrestle, but you will be there to watch. I got to get
Hello?
Your thoughts. I had the wrong button pushed in. We have WrestleMania coming up, and, of course, you won't be wrestling, but you will be there. And I got to get your thoughts, because I know we're going to have to wrap this up soon, on, of course, the main event, The Rock, John Cena. Who do you think is going to take this, and what do you think about this epic battle?
I think it's really cool. I was sitting back and thinking about it the other day. I was like, I'm so happy that there's been a program in the industry again that is a year in the making. You know, it's from such a bygone era in that respect, you know, and it would be almost impossible to do if The Rock were there every week. Because, I mean, you think back to Savage and Steamboat and the crushed larynx and all of that. That was a year build up. But there just wasn't that much TV programming then. So it was possible to do a long storyline like that and tell it without those guys getting to each other. Because at some point, they got to get to each other. What's beautiful about this is with The Rock schedule and everything, they aren't going to get to each other physically until the actual match. Like, that is so genius. And people, I think, are losing sight of that. Like, they're not going to touch until this match, and it's been a year in the building. That is friggin' awesome. So I'm really looking forward to that. That and the fact that if you also think of it in this respect, too, with Triple H and Undertaker, they haven't touched since last year either. And that's even longer in the making. So your top two matches, the guys haven't even touched each other. I think that's, I don't know, I really like it personally. So I'm looking forward to it as a fan to just sit there. And I'm sure that's when I'll get a little itchy and scratchy to get in there. But it's going to be fun to watch. I'm glad that this year I can truly sit back, no pressures, no nothing. Just, okay, throw me in my monkey suit, I'll go up, talk, and then I'm going to sit back and watch the show.
I know you've said that, you know, this is now the end. It's, you know, over. You don't ever see yourself going back into the ring. You've moved on to movies, television, so many different things. Well, actually, is there a chance that we're going to get you on radio? Because I'm telling you something, man, the Fan 590 is dying to get a hold of you and trying to get you on the air over there, my friend.
Well, it's definitely a possibility. I'd like to branch out on a bunch of different things. You know, I'd like to write a children's book and illustrate it and do TV and do radio. Yeah, I mean, I was trained for radio. But it's come a long way since I trained for it. It was still cut and spliced when I was going through school. So, but yeah, definitely. I here's the thing. I was lucky enough to be able to say that I enjoyed my job for my entire adult life. So I'm in a good position in that. That's the only thing I'm going to do going forward. Is it fun? Cool. Let's go.
Have you got your speech ready, my friend? Are you ready for the tears and everything else?
No. I got a few ideas of a couple of stories. You know, a couple involved Tommy Dreamer. I'm trying to... You see, it's hard, too, because I don't want to tell the same ones that I wrote in the book. You know, that... Thankfully, this beats the DVD out, so I could repeat a couple of those. But you want to make sure you got some fresh material. So I'm kind of, you know, just I might just wing it, but I want to make sure that I thank everybody. And I'm sure in doing that, there's going to be a couple of people that I forget, and afterwards go, damn, I forgot.
Well, look, my friend, I'm thrilled at the fact that I was able to talk to you just towards the beginning of your WWE career. I've had a chance to watch you win all those world championships. I've had a chance to sit down with you and talk about so many great things because I always considered you not just a wrestler, but a wrestling fan. And talking to the wrestling fan in you has been such a pleasure for me because I've grown up to be a wrestling fan. So from me to you, my friend, congratulations on this honor because it is much deserved. And what makes it even better is the fact the red and white Canadian, man, you're representing that too.
Always have. Flown or die.